Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The band called Forró in the Dark gets its name from the regional dance music of northeastern Brazil, the style known as Forró. That's spelled F-O-R-R-O, but pronounced Forró. Anyway, this group of Brazilian expats living here in New York is led by percussionist Mauro Refosco, who you may know from his work with David Byrne and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they make sweaty, good-time dance music. But on their new album, Forrozinho, the band has made a sharp left turn. The whole album consists of works by the award-winning American composer, John Zorn. For more than 30 years, Zorn has been a pivotal figure in the so-called downtown New York scene, and apparently downtown now goes all the way to the other side of the equator. Let's hear the title track from the album Forrozinho, written by John Zorn and played live by Forró in the Dark. Thank you. That is the band Fojo in the Dark, playing live on Soundcheck and playing the title track from their brand new album called Fojozinho, a collection of works by the avant-garde or experimental composer John Zorn, although this is Zorn at his most accessible. Mauro Refosco playing the drum known as the Zabumba, Guillerme Montero on guitar, Jorge Continentino playing the flute, Gil Oliveira playing percussion, and Jeffrey Hill on the bass. Mauro, to you and the rest of Fojo in the Dark, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure being here.
What does that title, Fojozinho, mean?
It means little Fojo.
Little Fojo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's kind of common in Brazil to make little of everything.
Right. Right.
It's a nice way of being. When you're fond of something, you say, I call you Joãozinho, for instance. You're my good friend. You're like Joãozinho.
Okay. Yeah. So is this? Do you hear kind of echoes of traditional Fojo in these John Zorn compositions, or do you guys have to put that there?
I think we this track actually he wrote for us, so it's like it's a new composition, and he really got the spirit of Fojo, except that there is a few measures that are like 7/4, and so it's a little tricky for whoever is dancing, you know. He's gonna have to adjust a little, you know,
skip a step
but I think the melodically and harmonically he totally got it.
Yeah.
And with the rest of the songs, was a process, you know, because John Zorn is such a prolific, and he's...
Well, I mean, here's a guy who's done everything from kind of post-hardcore noise rock to free jazz to string quartets and
right.
film music, but he has these books of songs, and
right.
there are hundreds of them,
yeah.
many of them based on, like, Jewish themes and melodies and
right.
stuff. But so you were able to hear something... in some of those.
Yeah, but except that we didn't get... the way we did the process of selecting songs, he used to send us ideas that or songs that already recorded that he thought would be, you know, like
right
appropriated
for
the project.
Yeah.
And then we run over the music a couple of times and said, okay, this is the list that... You know, it's like we start like fine-tuning the list.
Right,
and,
right. Yeah. So how did you and John Zorn come to meet?
I knew that a lot of people were like making records with his music. You
right.
know, like different artists were like in celebrating of his 60th birthday, I think. And I thought would be interested because I didn't see in the catalog like no like proper Brazilian like reading of his music, you know. So I thought, you know,
well,
what?
Ciro Batista did an album of his stuff.
Oh, Ciro did.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I skipped that one.
Yeah,
but I think at least not like entirely for her, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Oh no, no.
So I thought it would be appropriate because I think as a band we are capable of like taking the music and doing, you know, like a good reading of it.
Right. And now, do you call him Joãozinho?
Joãozinho, yes. Yeah. Zorninho.
So what are you guys working from? Is it like when a jazz band is playing something from the Great American Songbook, you have, you know, you have a lead sheet and then you improvise off of that?
Some of the songs are like that, and some of the songs are like kind of true composed.
Mm.
You know, there is I think the ones that we're playing today have like the improv elements,
right,
you know.
Right, because we could hear Guillerme taking
guitar
Guillerme solo.
Like,
and...
Doesn't get better than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next one is going to feature Jorge.
Okay.
On
the wood flute?
On the wood flute.
Now, is that a traditional Fojo instrument? Is any of this, aside from the percussion, traditional in Fojo music?
Yeah, actually, the pífano, I think it's even more traditional than the accordion. You
mm-hmm.
know, like before it comes... It comes from the wood, the Indians in the northeast of Brazil.
All right, so why don't we put Jorge and his flute back to work? You want to do a song called Novato?
Yeah, we're going to play this one called Novato. It's a little, it's a shochi, this slow rhythm in Fojo music.
So it's a slow dance from the band Fojo in the Dark, playing the music of New York composer John Zorn with a Brazilian accent for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. And right now, a song called Novato. ¶¶
Once again, the band Forró in the Dark, New York-based band that plays Brazilian music rooted in the Forró style of the northeastern part of the country, but here playing music by the New York composer John Zorn. Once again, the members of the band, Mauro Refosco on the zabumba, which is the drum, Guilherme Montero on guitar, Jorge Continentino on the flute, the wood flute, Gil Oliveira on percussion, which today means the triangle, and Jeffrey Hill playing the electric bass. So Mauro, how different a process is this? You know, your previous albums have been original songs, and here you have like this, you know, major figure in American music writing songs for you.
Right. Yeah, it was a little bit different, right? Because we had access to so much of the music to choose from. But actually the process of, once we had the song selected, the process of recording was like pretty quick. So it was just a matter of like laying it down and choosing the right elements for it.
Which included some guest musicians.
Including some guest musicians. We had the pleasure of having Sophia Ray, just an incredible
terrific
singer.
Yep.
Then we have this amazing accordion player who is Brazilian and lives in New York City as well. Vitor Gonçalves, he's like an incredible virtuoso, and he was guest on three songs. And we also had Marcos Valle, you know, he plays piano, Wurlitzer, and sings in one song. Jorge plays on his band, you know, so Jorge was able to call Marcos and ask him if he would, you know. And I think John Zorn is a big fan of Marcos as well.
So that's nice.
So
that he
it was a nice, you know.
Yeah. And Jesse Harris produced the record, and, you know, people will know Jesse from his work with Norah Jones, huge first album of hers. And he does a bit of kind of wordless singing on the album as
he
well.
He does, He lent his voice, and he whistles in one song as well.
Now, the band, Fojo in the Dark, this band started as just a one-off, right? It was your birthday, and it was just a party?
Yeah, it was a party thing that we decided to play Fojo, and was so, I think, was so nice for the musician's standpoint and from the audience standpoint that started coming to New Blue, that it became
the club New Blue,
yeah, where it happened. That eventually became a band because we kind of had no choice, you know. But, you know, it's sort of like, okay, let's have a band. But I think the real Fojo in the Dark came as aesthetically established thing was when Jorge joined the band, which was 2004. That he brought like his whole baggage of like with the pífano and
again, that's the flute, yeah,
and the flute and also Guilherme that. We decided to use the guitar as our traditional instrument instead of the accordion. I just have to say one thing, John, that I don't lead the band. Everybody leads the band,
okay.
You know, including Jorge and Guilherme. I think that's like it's in some old release that people have this assuming that, you know, it's like me that is doing everything, but I think everybody does together this band.
Well, but you're all really busy guys. So,
that's true.
So how often can Fojo in the Dark, you know, work as a band?
You know, when I guess the three of us have like some time off, we plan on touring and things like that.
We're listening to the band Fojo in the Dark here on Soundcheck. The album Fojozinho is out now, and the last tune you're going to play for us is one with an easy title for me because it's in English. Life is only real then when I am. And this one has a kind of that modal quality. You hear the Jewish kind of melodic sense here.
Yeah, yeah. And that's and the rhythm as well. It's like in this rhythm we call a hastapé, which is, I don't know, it's like a polka or like a party.
It's
Jewish
a really fast
party music.
One, right?
It's a fast one.
It's the band Fojo in the Dark. They're playing for us live in the Soundcheck studio. And once again, music composed by John Zorn. Thank you. I don't know what to call that. It's like Brazilian klezmer music. It's a great bit of summer fun from the band Foho in the Dark, playing the music of John Zorn, and in that case, a song called Life is Only Real Then When I Am. And the album is called Fohozinho. It is out now, a whole collection of John Zorn's pieces played by this group of Brazilian musicians based here in New York. Guys, it's great to have you all back here with us on Soundcheck today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John.
That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.